This is live from Studio A. It's part of our homegrown music festival celebration week. And we're happy to have it in the studio. This afternoon, the Old Smugglers, they're playing tonight at Vicar Distillery. Bill Bastion's on at 7:15. They're on at 8:15. And the True Malarkey on after the Old Smugglers, with the Old Smugglers with us now. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello, Yar.
And when I say gentlemen, I have to say, when they came in, they looked like anybody else. And then they went out and said, we have to get into costume. And I was reading the sort of the bio, and it says cultivated the sound of a couple of pirates who retired to the Northwoods. This is the bio. This is the description in the homegrown guide. And I thought, okay, they're going out to get into costume. They said, I thought they were going to come back in with like a pirate on one shoulder, a little parrot, I mean, and a tricorner hat. And no, you came in. You look like the Blue Sky Boys. You look like, you know, some the Leuven Brothers. Absolutely dressed to the nines, and I feel like I'm at the wrong party now. So it's really great to have you guys here.
Well, we thought we'd dress for the show, for the audience. And we play better when we're in suits.
That's actually what it's all about. And,
exactly.
Of course, with the magic of radio, I could have told them anything. But I'm being honest. You are dressed in some fine attire, and I'm sure the music will be lovely. But I have to say, during the sound check, I thought, this is like take no prisoners music. So I'm looking forward to it. What are we going to start with?
First song will be Great Divide off our latest album.
There we go. 103.3 KMD. Here are the Old Smugglers.
On this sinking canoe with a pack of smugglers with nothing to lose. Got booze and balls and vigor and charles. Fish out the traitors with the bullish guards. I said, hey, boss man, you eyeballing me. Let's open your mind, you can see. I said, hey, Flatfoot, you know the guard, cause nobody can breathe. Got a lot of gusto and a lot of nerve. Think of all your fashionable walking in woods. Hear our battle cry to the countryside. And we won't stop till we understand we tried and died. Won't stop till we see we're all bona fide. Won't stop till we heal this here great divide. I said, hey,
fantastic. The Old Smugglers here on 103.3 KMD. And the name of that song again?
The Great Divide.
The Great Divide. Well, the suits just are to me so jarring. It's great. You make it look, the great musicians are the ones who always make it look easy, and you guys are making it look easy. And that's, maybe the suits are blinding me to the the sweat and the
Oh, there's layers of that underneath.
Oh, that's what the suits are for.
Yeah, you don't want to see inside. Oh,
see,
suit.
That's a smart man. That's I think about old baseball uniforms. They wore wool. The long sleeve wool outfits out there in the field, but you know it wicked moisture away from their bodies, unlike cotton, which you know traps it. So I suppose they had it right.
We go for neoprene that really seals it in and just heats from the inside.
There we go. All right. Well, the Old Smugglers, I should say, Joshua Murray on guitar and vocals, and Eric Pearson as well. The two of you, how did this duo start?
How many years? I forget how many years ago, but we met in St. Paul in an artist building. And we slowly started talking and realized we might be the same person. and then found out that we played instruments. And as soon as we started playing instruments, it was like we could read each other's mind.
Mm. Yeah, it just clicked right away.
Oh, well, you look like twins. So that could be the suits as well, but... So was this at one of the artist co-ops down in St. Paul?
Carlton Artist Lofts.
Oh, there you go.
Yep.
And so the musical style that you've just developed for this particular song, is that sort of the style that you've fostered throughout the career of your duo, or is it...
Yeah, pretty much. I think it just happens naturally.
Yeah.
It's just slowly evolved, but it always hangs around sort of this, sort of the yelling and playing acoustic instruments with a lot of force.
Yeah, and they are acoustic instruments. I mean, your guitar solo, the sound you're getting with the pickup on your acoustic instrument makes it sound like something else. So it's it belies what I'm seeing. So perhaps the people on the radio are really not as confused as I am. So, well, but now an artist co-op and. And Eric, I know you're a visual artist. You're a muralist, and you've done a lot of murals around town. So,
yep.
And that's obviously a fruitful gig too.
Yeah. I mean, that's mainly what I do. So I did the murals at the Red Mug Building, inside and out, and a couple other ones in the alleys of Superior.
All right. As far as day, is that, would you call that your day job as a visual artist, or do you?
I guess so. It ends up being more of a night job, but yes.
Yeah. Okay. And Joshua, what about you? What are you doing when you're not playing this guitar and singing with Eric?
I'm a freelance photographer and web designer. I do collage and drawing. The old art hustle.
It's, well, you know, that multi-talented people are what this world needs. So the fact that you guys have two strong pursuits, I think, is bodes well for you, I hope. That's my, yeah. my hope. So.
We're trying to spread ourselves thin.
So now this... Well, as long as something still pans out. One of the three, keep many irons in the fire, but not too thin, we hope. You just put out a record in November called Hard Pan to Cast. It's your third, I've discovered now. That you've got an EP that you put out a few years back called And When the Madness Passed, and then Aleatorium was the next one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
And that came out, a couple years back? Or
Something like that.
15? I don't know. 16? Yeah. Something like that.
2016, maybe?
Okay. For a minute, I was thinking 15 or 16 years ago. That didn't make sense to me either.
It feels like it. We're always... about an album behind, like we have the next one written, basically. So we just need to keep recording
the time. You're not one of those bands that goes into the studio with nothing and writes it over the next 4 months and tiring out all of the people who are waiting for you guys to be inspired. You've got it already.
We go into the pretty studio and we have everything ready, and then we end up writing more songs than we need.
Well, that usually happens too, I suppose. Yeah. Creativity breeds more creativity. That's
exactly
the problem. That's why you need to have a boring day job, not something in visual arts, so that you don't overproduce. You got to be careful. You're gonna.
I don't think
you're
gonna
flood your own market. Don't you see?
Yeah. Well, we should be so lucky.
So you're appearing tonight at the Vicar Distillery at 8:15. Bill Bastion's at 7:15, right before you, and the True Malarkey afterwards. A lot of activity in Canal Park, so I'm sure there'll be people flooding in and out of the distillery and hopefully checking you guys out. Are you playing songs that you have not recorded yet? Are you going to be featuring stuff for the record as well? What's your plan?
Quite a few from the record. In fact, most of them are from the record. And one sort of a rework. that we've been kind of playing around with.
All right. Yeah. So the music still lives. It doesn't. It's not set in stone. Once it.
No. It's actually really fun to just kind of go into some songs and figure out a different way to play it.
Yeah. Right. Let's hear another song. What do we got?
Well, you dug that hole until the handle broke, which you buried next to your trampled soul. Shoulders shrugged and nary a pause, held the blade with bloody
Smugglers, live from Studio A here in 103.3, part of the Homegrown Music Celebration this week, the Homegrown Music Fest, the 20th annual. Have you guys played festivals in the past? Is this your first one, your second, your 10th? What's your story with the festival?
This is our third.
Your third?
Yeah.
All right. So when you, I was reading your bio in the Homegrown Guide, and I love what you wrote about yourself. This, actually, to me, is one of the best manifestos of a band I've read in years. I won't say decades. I couldn't read that long ago. Well, anyway. The Old Smugglers' transient circus of shipwrecked fools steal the words of the devil and sling them with great fortitude and reckless abandon. That is about as succinct and yet open,
yes,
as can be.
It's, I think it sums us up exactly.
It really does.
That's what we sound like to us.
With buckets of gumption and whiskey, the Old Smugglers extinguish the fires of mediocrity and complacency to bring forth a new day of, well, this part, of bring forth a new day of undeserved confidence.
Yeah, that's right.
that's hubris, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we got to have a little fun.
Sure. Well, it is fun. It's terribly fun. And as I say, the look with the acoustic guitars and suits belies completely what I'm hearing, but I'm loving what I'm hearing. How did you develop this style? Did you listen to, you know, the like Talking Heads and punk music growing up, and what did you listen to create this sound? Where did it come from?
Kind of heavily influenced by Tom Waits.
Mm.
And punk music. Afghan Whigs. A weird selection of Nick Cave.
Mm-hmm.
So many different styles that we just try to kind of I don't know, funnel into what our sound is.
Yeah.
And just playing together a lot and slowly refining it. And it, I feel like it also translates to just even when we're not plugged in. Because at rehearsal, we'll go down from the stage and then work on songs, mm-hmm. like on the in Smuggler's Lounge, which we have.
Yeah.
It's still just as intense.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, I've had a lot of bands these days when you sort of ask what really feels like a traditional trope, this question of what are your influences. But more and more these days, especially I'm finding with teenage bands that come through or college bands, that they say, you know, the web has completely democratized everything. You can find anything with a couple of keystrokes. Mm-hmm. It's not like, you know, Cajun music that, you know, they're in the backwoods of Louisiana and they didn't exactly have access to what was going on in New York or Detroit or Britain or anywhere else. So that music really kind of became its own thing, its own culture that then emerged. But nowadays you're flooded with just about anything you want to hear around the planet. And so to come up with a concise sound like this, that almost seems like it's more of a challenge than it used to be, you know, because I worry that everybody's going to sound like everybody after a while. So.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, that could be a big problem.
Yeah. So you are here. You are here to, well, as you say, kind of bring forth that new day of get rid of complacency. So you said you've already got new record or new music. I mean, is there a fourth record in the works? Is that you want to let this one?
I was just trying to find time to record it.
Yeah. 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 I mean, we have, like I said, we have everything finished. And we're adding more and more songs every day to it, so we should record it soon.
Yeah,
it's going to be a triple album. Yeah. Triple album. It's going to be what is it? You know, Will the Circle Be Unbroken or something? One of those triple albums. You have to bring in more people to it. At least help you winnow away what you've got.
But exactly. Yep.
That'll leave more for the Outtakes album that will no doubt be coming out in another decade or so.
Well, and we plan on doing. Like, we may actually do an EP before we do another full-length.
Oh, there you go.
Of just all new stuff that we have to make up.
Yeah.
Just because we can't stop.
Why should you, though?
Oh, right?
You know, and there are so many people that get writer's blockers, so many people where they kind of get stuck in a rut. And if you're just finding new material left and right, good for you.
Yep.
I mean, that's a pat on the back for everybody who's trying to find something, and you've got it, so that's great. So tonight at Vicar Distillery, are we going to be surprised by anything? Is there any other people coming in to play with you, for example? No,
it's just us doing a bunch of songs from the latest album and a couple of from the Aleatorium.
Previous album.
Yep. So. I guess the surprise would be we'll be in different suits.
Well, you're no doubt perspiring through all
yes.
of this right now. You need to have a fresh suit tonight.
Yeah, you don't want to put this suit on again.
You wouldn't want to put them through that. No. Though I've heard that vodka or gin can, in fact, help to clean wool suits. So, you know, maybe...
From the inside?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. From the inside out.
All right. That is the trick they never tell you about, so... Well, let's hear another song, and we'll head out with that. What are you going to play this time? Is this something from the record, or is this a new one? Or?
This is actually from our previous album. It's, I guess, our hit, if I can use that word.
All right.
It's a song that people will be able to sing along with, like, instantly.
Fantastic. The Old Smugglers here on KMD.
Are tight, heel her out with all your might. Better wake and none for glee, buried deep and now set free. Yeah, 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 ha, ha. Yeah, 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 ha, ha. Sour dust can wake within to lose a static, lose a din. Hiked out reeling in the rush, but all caught up to the siren song of
yeah, 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 ha, ha. Yeah, 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 ha, ha.
Glassy face and ice cold arms still hold you fast in all their charms. Caps collide right off the bow. Crest still breaking to slap you down. Wait and dream of the seaweed's might. Hear the amber glow, a distorted sight. Rippled laugh will grab the keel. Help right you up, help keep you real.
Yeah, 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 ha, ha. Yeah, 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 ha, ha. Yeah, 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 ha, ha. Yeah, 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 ha, ha.
Dartle your daughter to the sailor's tomb until the morning breath cuts through the moon. Cast your eyes to the wall of sea. Work for you, is it work for me?
Yeah, 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 ha, ha. Yeah, 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 ha, ha. Yeah, 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 ha, ha. Yeah, 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 ha, ha.
The Old Smugglers, live at Studio A here on 103.3 KMD. You guys are playing tonight at the Vikra Distillery, and we're opening for you Bill Bastion at 7:15, and the True Malarkey coming on after you guys. I got one more question. Where do these song ideas come from? Is this, they seem, well, I think it's unfair to label it as sounding kind of pirate-like, but, boy, you really are kind of plundering the high seas. And these are it can be kind of Tom Waits-ish like themes, I suppose. You'd mentioned him as an influence, but the lyrical content seems to be, you know, really creative. Where does it come from?
We both write lyrics. We both write the music. Sometimes we, like, one person will write the lyrics, the other the music. Sometimes we'll both do it together. Like, it's a big mess and jumble, which seems to really work. The lyrics just come from, I don't know, where do lyrics come from?
Like, I guess.
It's just every day, what you see, what you react to things. Mm-hmm. It's the little pieces of paper in this weird wooden box that you find in the back of the closet and go, oh, I remember writing something like this 10 years ago. Now I feel like it fits somewhere. It's everywhere.
Yeah. Boy, you know, I look at things I wrote 10 years ago, and I'm a little embarrassed. So I'm glad you could find it. Oh, no, this has got some life to it. That's good, because sometimes, I think about the early Beatles notebooks, you know, that apparently are out there. So Paul's got them on a shelf or something, but he says, no, there's like 400 songs in there, and they're all terrible. And then I think, boy, you know, you guys, even when you had throwaway songs, they were still pretty darn good. So let's hope. You know? So great for you guys. This is great. I'm so glad you guys were here today, and looking forward to tonight. I'll be down in Canal Park, and I'll be sure to get into Vikra to pick you, hear your set, and a little bit of Bill Bastion as well. So thanks so much, guys, for coming
thank
in.
Thank you for having
us. We appreciate
us.
It. Eric Pearson and Joshua Murray of the Old Smugglers appearing at Vikra Distillery tonight at 8:15 as part of Homegrown Music Week. I'm Chris Harwood. This is Live from Studio A. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by Christine Dean, with help from Adam Reinhart, and funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. You can check out upcoming guests and listen to previous sessions by going to kumd.org and clicking on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A and 103.3 KMD. Thanks for listening.